All right, call the meeting to BOE back to order here. We had recessed for 5 minutes or so for Bob to do some research on Robert's Rules. And Bob, if you would, just tell us what you found out.
Reading from this book on page 116 to 117, it says a reconsideration requires only a majority vote, regardless of the vote necessary to adopt the motion reconsidered. So if it took a two-thirds vote to pass it in the first place, you'd only need a majority vote. But if it takes a majority vote, you still need a majority vote to reconsider.
Okay. So 2-2 is not majority.
That wouldn't be a majority.
Okay. So the motion does not carry then. Is that correct under that understanding?
Under what it says here, that
yep.
would be correct.
Okay.
They still have the option to go to state tax to
no.
tax commission on that?
Well, you can file an appeal on anything, but I doubt with the state tax, but, you know, that's up to them.
Right.
The state tax commission probably won't hear it except in 90 days.
So. All right.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, can I speak to just general operation of the BOE without specific case?
Yes.
The minutes that we have before us,
November 17th, the board heard the case of certain taxpayers. There was no vote. Let me start over. I'm sorry. We are very inconsistent in the way we do things at the county, at the BOE, County Commission too. We just now had a vote on whether we're hearing a case. Within the last month, we've heard cases without any vote. If you look at November 17th minutes, you'll see that we heard a case. There was no vote to hear it or not to hear it. We heard the case. We allow some taxpayers to make their appeals one time and not the next. I guess you'd say disappointed that when our government, county government, makes errors, that the taxpayer is the one that pays for those errors at times because of the way the statutes are written. And I look at the Board of Equalization as an entity that is to review an assessor's, if a taxpayer is not happy with an assessor's value placed on the property, we look at that, and there's these rules that we have to follow. I don't think we're consistent at following rules as a BOE. Sometimes we do things, other times we don't. And it's not just years ago. My point I was trying to make, and I didn't say too well, is it's happened in the last month. We don't do things the same way. The other thing that the Board of Equalization does, as we've just participated in again, is abatements, and that is to correct things that are wrong with the values on assessment. And although the statutes do not allow us, I believe the purpose of the Board of Equalization is to correct errors on the assessment of property in Taney County. And I'll just say it this way. It seems like we're real careful to follow the rules one time, and another time we're not so careful to follow the rules. We don't follow the rules. Our own offices make errors, and the taxpayer is the one that pays the bill. And I placed before you an example. And I'm spinning my wheels, I feel like, so I'll leave it at that. But I do believe that the Board of Equalization should, we talk about drawing lines from time to time, and, well, we're not going to do that anymore, but we're still doing it.
Okay. All right, with no other business, I'll adjourn this to BOE for 2010.
Could I say something? Could I ask that I have a letter of denial so I can't go to the tax commission?
We
we didn't hear her.
Well, we denied. Wasn't there an 09 here?
The session's over. The meeting.
This is just administrative between you and
before,
me. You're the chairman.
Are we too late to discuss a different issue? Another.